This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You on your radio toes, your information toes. This is the Talk Radio Review presentation of the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, going through the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week. Talkers takes it upon themselves and have for the past three decades plus every week coming up with the overview of the stories that have been most discussed on News Talk radio stations and programs by hosts that are extraordinary. In most cases, people list also is part of what we go through. And then there are the talk radio countdown extras, like the focus on Sudan. I was kind of surprised that the fighting in Sudan was not at least like number 10 here.
Yeah, right. Seemed like everybody was concerned, and then it kind of went away.
Happening. Still happening. You know what, Jennifer? It's amazing. I had this conversation with somebody who is a friend of mine. He used to be a student of mine, and I taught English in the junior high school here. And I said, do you know where Sudan is? Because he's got people working for him. He runs a junkyard. Mm-hmm. And he has people working for him that come from this neck of the woods. So I said, do you even know where Sudan is? And he looks at me and says, Mr. Because he still calls me Mr.
That's cute.
Mr. Steffen, from when he had me in English in the late 1960s, for heaven's sakes. Anyway, I said, do you know where Sudan is? He said, nope, don't know. But he thought it was somewhere in the Middle East. Well, I guess
it's kind Africa.
Of, yeah. I know, it's Africa, right. It's just south of Egypt and Libya. It is, and this isn't going to help you much, it's east of Chad, north of Ethiopia, and so that helps probably nobody.
Not quite a garden spot is probably looking, what you're saying, right?
Yeah, it's not a great, no, it's a desert on top of the desert. So anyway, the fighting continues, and it is something, we're sort of caught in the middle here because there are so many other things that are going on conversationally. The fact that Tucker Carlson is still number five amazes me. There's nothing new, and he doesn't even want to talk.
Well, yeah, I thought it'd be off the list by now.
Yeah, and there
was something new this week, which was so stupid. The people at Media Matters, so chill about those people. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, we know why Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox News. We have the stunning footage of him being a racist and a jerk and blah, blah, blah. They released not only, there were some tweets that came up, but also some video. And if you listened all the way through, this actually made you like Tucker Carlson more. It made him seem more likable than he seems. I've told you I was kind of Tucker neutral. Like, mm-hmm. I respected what he did, but I can't say,
not me.
Like, oh, my God. Or
yeah,
you know,
right.
Some days I'd watch a show and I'd be like, yes, that was great. And other days I'd be like, you know, I'm not like a super fan. But listening to how he thinks now, because Media Matters have this stunning bombshell footage.
Stunning!
I actually like this guy. One of the things that they were upset with and that got a lot of attention this week, and The View was all, you know, clutching pearls, is that he had written...
No, those are rosary beads.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever they clutch over at The View.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was talking about January 6th, and he has this long, like, piece of footage. And he says, and this is something that he texted, excuse me, and he said, I found myself rooting for these guys that were, you know, on January 6th because they were taking on Antifa. And then he said, I realized I had to question I'm very much paraphrasing here. I had to question my own way of thinking because I realized that Antifa guy has a mother and people who love him. And so he kind of goes through where he says something shocking at the beginning, which everybody's jumping on, but they don't go through the context of him actually playing this out in his head where he said, but wait a second, I realized that was really flawed because this guy has a mother and he has people who love him and blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. I mean, does that make you hate Tucker Carlson or does it give you insight into how he thinks?
One of the things that is pretty obvious about all of this is context. And what
always.
We say and how we say it and where we say it and when we say it. You know, we're all here. We spend a lot of time every day talking to an audience, whether we're on television doing it or whether we're on the radio doing it. And so there are times, and this doesn't even happen to people that are doing it professionally. We all say things. We all do things. We all have moments that we are not proud of. We slip, we fall, we stick our foot in our mouth, whatever it is. I do this all the time.
But
frankly,
you don't, the gotcha mentality, though, it's not.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm saying.
Mistake.
Yeah.
It's not when you make a mistake. It's that people love sound bites. And so instead of saying, Tucker Carlson's actually calling himself out, going, wow, wait a second, I was kind of wrong in how I was thinking about this, they just want to say, well, I really liked watching that guy get beat up. Yeah. And they try to make it seem like that's his personality when that's not what he was saying. There was another clip, an audio clip, and you would have laughed at this because this sounds like our off-the-air hijinks around here, where Tucker's saying something like, I don't know about that guy, but his girlfriend was sure yummy. And then he goes, wait a second, I know Media Matters is listening. I've never even seen the woman. I'm kidding. And he, like, makes this thing. Sure enough, Media Matters listens. They put it out and says, Tucker Carlson's
Tucker!
Right.
Yeah, right.
So
get him.
Stupid.
All right, so here's your chance. We'll get completely off of the charts for a moment. Jay and I set up because the Kentucky Derby is this weekend as we're doing this program. A lot of people are preparing. It will be over by the time some of you listen to this program. But we came up with an idea for a contest, which, if under the circumstances, if you were a contestant, you get several different names that could belong to a rock band, a racehorse, or the title of a porn adult film. And so there were a lot of different names that came up, like Whiskey Makes Me Frisky, Irish and Foxy, Shamrock 69, Bailey's Irish Cream.
Oh, I like Bailey's. That's cute.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Yeah. If you're talking about pop bands, I might need my horse NSYNC to win.
NSYNC. Yes, there you go. All right. So, we always save at least one story for Jennifer J., right?
Oh,
here's the story.
You have to.
From California, a restaurant owner, the owner of Rainbow Oaks, Janine Paulino, has experienced some backlash for honoring veterans at her restaurant.
Oh, boy.
There's a video of patrons. You must have talked about this on your local KRLA program. If you haven't, I'm giving you another. I'm giving you some.
Yeah, I love your show.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Video of patrons standing up for the Star Spangled Banner. They sent progressives into a tailspin, including a person behind the TikTok post who captioned the incident, quote, the most dangerous situation I've ever been in. Obviously referring to a group of people who are saluting the flag and who are terrifyingly singing God Bless America and the Star Spangled Banner, et cetera, et cetera. So the lady who owned the restaurant where the moment occurred said the complaints, they're just another way of getting attention. She said, quote, I feel like if we take a few minutes out of our day to be grateful for the men and women who have made the sacrifices so that we can stand up and say how we feel, and said how she felt, which I thought was appropriate. You know what? Why isn't this considered the rights? Is this really what's going on? The right is the only one selling? Well, this is what they're selling. The only people who sing the national anthem are people that are on the right. And the people on the left are not patriots? I think that's a stretch.
Close. I know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a stretch.
It's like that something that really wasn't, it shouldn't be polarizing, is now right. Incredibly polarizing, and people use it to get more likes and more followers and build their social media. There is a, who is it, Mission Barbecue. Every day at 12 noon, they stop and do the national anthem. If you go there, you know that they do this, and if you don't want to be a part of it, just don't go.
Don't go.
It's a few minutes at 12 o'clock, and if you don't know and you happen to be in a restaurant and they do it and you don't want to partake, just stay sitting, eat your food. Nobody's paying any attention to you anyway.
Yeah. And by the way, the other side should leave them alone. If they don't stand up, then leave them alone. Ignore them.
Where did Live and Let Live go?
All right, number, let's see here, 6 this week, the Proud Boys verdict. 4 members of the Proud Boys, including their former leader, Enrique, is it Tario? Is that how you pronounce his name?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Enrique, anyway, were convicted of sedition for leading the mob on the Capitol January 6th. Anybody know what sedition is? I'm asking it sort of rhetorically.
It's a conspiracy, right, to get people together, kind
right.
of, essentially.
Yes. Yep, that's it. And so there they are. And
still
is this,
not one conviction for an insurrection. Isn't that amazing?
Well, who was charged with insurrection? How many people were charged
Nobody
with
Nobody has been charged or convicted of insurrection. Nobody.
Which is really... So the difference between sedition... Sedition is not as serious as the as what you're suggesting, frankly. I don't think it is. Maybe that's why they haven't been charged. I don't know. I just find at this point in time we are beyond this. And once again, what it does point out is something that... In terms of our legal system, one of the things that we talked about here on this program this week, Jennifer, was the fellow that was put to death. I don't know, was it Minnesota or somewhere? I don't know, out west somewhere in one
Florida,
state.
Florida, wasn't it? The one
was it? Oh, no, you're right. It was Florida, yeah. He got the needle. He killed somebody in 1986.
So he went to trial. Conspiracy, real quick, before you jump into this, because I just looked it up. Seditious conspiracy law was enacted after the Civil War to arrest Southerners who keep fighting the government. Sedition cases, so basically if you fight the government, you're guilty of sedition.
I fought the law and the law won.
There you go. Okay, on to that guy.
No, I just, I'm thinking about the problem, and I think the last time, it's on the list, but this is my overview of this is that the system is so broken. We're busy arguing about who's going to be appointed judges because some's a Republican, some's a Democrat, and we have a system that's falling apart, and this is a perfect example of it. The Proud Boys verdict should have come a lot quicker, and talking about the guy that was put to death in Florida this week, who had killed somebody in 1986, trial was 87, he was sentenced in 88, that's 35 years ago. This guy has been languishing, if you will, because of all the appeals. It's cost the state of Florida well over $1 million to defend itself, in a sense, because they are challenged when somebody is convicted and then sentenced to death. They go through all the court records 100 times. They go through all everything. And meanwhile, justice is not served. And that's one of the biggest problems in our country. 18 past here on the Talk Radio Review.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Comment time, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day with a social media slant. Ladies, Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner with the Dugger as we pose several questions over the course of the week, which you are certainly encouraged to give us your 2 or 3 or 4 cents worth of opinion, thoughts. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, Good Day On Air. And live, 855-999-DUG, should you care to. So one of the things that are the items that are on the charts this week at number 10, concern over artificial intelligence. So we have some pretty poignant comments. You want to read some of them for the audience, please, Jay?
Daniel says it's already too late to regulate AI. Mm. AI already has the ability to outprogram any restrictions placed on it by human programmers. We are doomed, eventually.
There we go. That's a bright way of looking at it. I'm not with him necessarily, but I think this is very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Okay, what else do you have?
Lord Francis says, my concern is the big corporations will make tons of money. I mean, tons. The sad part is that it will disrupt human interaction and will be a huge job loss for so many people, especially colleges or trade schools applying for certain jobs.
Well, it's time you learn a different skill. Have more than one skill to protect yourself. I guess that's kind of the way if you're, you know, if you do one thing now and do it well, that's swell. Find something else that you're interested in.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Don't lean on one shovel. Go ahead.
And then when we rely too much on the comfort and knowledge that technology can give us, and then when something happens, all of a sudden we don't know what to do. I'm sure all of us remember growing up, and we had to memorize phone numbers, so we knew a lot of phone numbers. Now, if you get into trouble with something and your phone is done, you can get access to your phone, can you even remember a number you need to call?
That's a good point. Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Melody says, it has gotten out of control. People are relying on it way too much. Jim says, there's nothing wrong. Stop scaring people.
I like that guy. Just
thank you, Jim. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Our country. Go ahead. Finish that.
I was just saying, Cheryl said, when creators are admitting on national news that it's going too fast and they can't control it, that's a problem.
Uh-huh. There you go. All right. Here's another question that was pondered by a number of our listeners. The direction of our country and where is it going? So let's get some of those.
We need Jim. There's no problems here.
All right.
Get that guy back.
Thank you, Jim.
Feed him every day.
Mm-hmm.
Terry says, our country is in a very sad way. The anger, hatred, our borders are not safe. The government doesn't seem to care about the citizens of this once great country. Just really pathetic and sad.
But other than that.
There's something to be said for that. Yep. Okay. Keep going, if you will, please, Jay.
Because our wonderful country is in a mess. Record inflation, supply chain shortages, huge influx on illegal immigration, crime, loss of energy independence, outrageous national debt. Hope people wake up before it's too late.
Sounds like she's been looking at the charts that are published every week, by the way, at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Yep. All right. Keep cooking there, Jay.
I like what Julie said. The greed in this country is grossly out of proportion. We definitely need real representation. We are being taxed without being represented, and our representatives don't really know us personally. How many people know who their representative is? Have they tried to talk to them? She herself can't get past the nice, helpful person who typically answers the phones or is filtering the calls and has never spoken personally to the rep, even though she
I hate to be a topper, but my representative is Adam Schiff.
Yeah, right,
you think he cares about me? No way.
Not exactly.
No.
All right. Who else is?
Johnny says our country is going downhill, and it's mostly because of political beliefs that are counterproductive to the growth and health of our country. Too many politicians want everything their way and aren't willing to work for the benefit of the American people.
John says Doug Steffen should go to the White House.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
That would be a lot of fun. I'd be looking to sell the China at a yard sale. That's probably where I'd get started. All right. Thanks for the comments. 28 after, this is the Talk Radio Review.
Avoid an unpleasant surprise at checkout. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You scored a great hotel rate online, but Mike, a frequent business traveler, warns about hidden fees. Some are mandatory, but others may only apply if you use certain services. If you don't expect to take advantage of the amenities a fee covers, try asking the hotel to remove it. And to duck that pricey daily Wi-Fi charge, use the personal hotspot feature on your smartphone. Before you book, Mike recommends resortfeechecker.com. Also on our blog, Anne Marie says she has sold lots of books that were gathering dust on Amazon. She says she still browses in bookstores, then buys used copies on Amazon if she can't find what she's looking for at the library. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 7 are confirmed dead and nearly a dozen others injured after a driver slammed into a crowd of illegal immigrants yesterday. It happened in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Police Lieutenant Martin Sandoval says some of the bystanders detained the driver.
It wasn't unknown if the driver was just trying to get out of the vehicle or trying to leave the scene. That is something that the detectives are talking to several witnesses about. If he was trying to leave the scene, of course, that will be another charge.
It's unclear at this time if the incident was intentional.
If it is intentional, there's certain laws that we have to follow and there's certain rules and more charges will be pending on him. If it is intentional, we're going to try to see maybe we can seek help from the federal government.
The big story this week is Title 42 expiring and the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border under Border Czar Kamala Harris becomes inundated by a sea of humanity. Today is officially National Coconut Cream Pie Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Going to be a good day.
No, I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Now, 34 at the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio from this past week, courtesy of the thoughts of Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, here with the charts from this first week of May. The situation with Russia, let's see, where is that? Number 7 on the countdown this week. The Russians, what's weird?
The story of Russia this week, the drone attack.
The drone attack. Well, of course, it's our fault. The United States has helped the Ukrainians coordinate these drone strikes trying to get Putin. Can you imagine? Why in the world would anybody want to kill Vladimir Putin?
I'm pretty sure if the United States wanted to get Vladimir Putin, they would have a much better
attack. It would have been long since done.
Than those janky-looking drones. I don't know if you guys saw the video footage, but it almost looked like someone threw, like, a sparkler that you might see from the 4th of July at the roof of the Kremlin. It was very odd. It didn't look very serious, and I think Russia did it to themselves in an effort to, to kind of push things along a little, expedite their war, maybe.
That sounds like it could be about right.
I think the reason they didn't work is because the drones were made in China.
That's probably true.
That wasn't being facetious.
I know. It's probably true.
Probably true.
All right, so let's look at one of the things, number nine, deadly shootings. Now, a lot of hosts will take to that discussion with a focus on all the shootings in America. I am broadening it out because I think, Jay, you and I talked about this week to a point. The attack near the Serbian capital of Belgrade this past week, 10 people in a shootout there. I think 10 people were killed and a bunch more were injured. This is the country's second mass shooting in 2 days. So are they, is there too much America, too much information about it? What's going on in America? Is this spreading around the world? Is this something that everybody, it's like an infection. It's like COVID.
Yeah, but
in a sense, spreading.
I feel like we need to focus on the ones that are happening in this country because we really don't know what's happening in Serbia.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying that it's going, it's spreading.
Yeah, to say that that's like American inspiration, we just don't know what's going on. I think, though, there's really important stuff to talk about with shootings here. The shooting at the hospital in Atlanta, I don't know if you guys heard a lot about that, but they... this woman is in the hospital with her son, and then her son opens fire in Atlanta at a hospital and
like shoots a horror movie.
And kills one, injures four, takes off. And then what she says, and this is, again, it's not an excuse, but we have some really big problems here that we need to address. This is a guy who was, I think, Coast Guard, and he was under the care of the VA. He asked the VA for Ativan because he was having panic attacks or anxiety. And the doctors at the VA said, no, that'll get you hooked. So they gave him something else. And his mother said he's been acting weird ever since he started taking whatever it was that the doctors gave him. Mm-hmm. So we have so many issues, but mental illness is at the top. And I feel like we are failing people on every turn.
Everybody
wants to sit and argue about guns, and everybody wants to sit and you're never going to get rid of the guns. The bad guy, whether you take them from the good people, the bad guys are always going to have the guns. You're not going to make them go away. It's not fantasy land. So let's deal with something we can deal with, which is why people are pulling the trigger of those guns. And especially someone who served the country. I mean, I'm not giving the guy extra credit. He did something terrible. But let's get to the root cause of what's going on.
Well, what is it?
Right.
What's the root cause? That's the thing. There's so many disturbing things that are going on every level. Just look at the list this week. Artificial intelligence. That's enough to give everybody the willies. Mm-hmm. And that's number 10. All of these shootings, number 9. The chokehold death in New York. What in the name of God? This guy just goes in and grabs this other guy and strangles him?
No,
well,
this was
more to that.
Yeah, there was a guy who was like attacking people on the subway, and this former Marine goes in and puts a chokehold on.
And the guy, the homeless man who was killed, had apparently already been stopped for mental health reasons, what, how many times just that day alone, and nothing ever really came of it. And then you have this Marine who will probably be charged
with
the death. So both men have been failed in a very big way.
Well, country's too big.
We
can't govern ourselves. We can't control ourselves, this country and the world.
Nobody wants
too many people.
Because this infection that comes with this leftist ideology that the real victims are the people who have been failed by the system. So they think the criminals are the real victims, not the people that they actually prey on. There was a woman who was arrested this week for stabbing to death a man who was just on the street, walking around. He's a father, got a little kid at home. And this woman had stabbed a bus driver and punctured her lung, was on the street playing with knives, making terrorist threats. She was arrested 5 times. And instead of putting her into jail, they put her into a mental health treatment. But she never showed up for the mental health treatment. So they didn't do anything. They didn't go and get her. They didn't say, hey, you're not showing up for your appointment. She's just out again to prey on people. This is how we're failing with this half-hearted attempt at treatment for mental illness. You can't just say we're going to help people, and then when they don't show up, you're not going to do anything about it. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, it is it's almost like, where do you turn next? I mean, I just have been stuck on, in terms of what's going on, this is not in the top 10, but certainly there have been a lot of, maybe it comes under a legal stuff, number 6, Trump and all of that, but there is a real problem with judiciary nominees, and the root of the problem isn't politics, but, well, maybe it is, I suppose, depending on how you read it. It's that there are a lot of bad judges. There are a lot of bad appointments. There are a lot of people, and there are some bad Republicans. There are some bad Democrats. Once again, the focus is on politics instead of the law. I don't give a damn what your politics are. I want to know that you understand the law and that you have, if you're a judge and you want to move up to the circuit or you're a lawyer, you want to be appointed a judge or whatever it is, that you're competent. And none of these hearings focus on competency. And then Dianne Feinstein says, well, there's no problem because we voted this week. Did she vote on Zoom? I didn't quite figure.
Yeah, I don't think she can. I don't know.
Can't vote on Zoom? Anyway, it's appalling, frankly, all of this stuff. And the amount of oxygen that's taken out of the air because of Trump being charged with rape. Now you got three women who say that he raped them. I mean, come on, you want this guy to be the president? Or Joe Biden who can't put a sentence together? That's it? That's the best we can do? I know you think that Trump is the best president we've ever had, yada, yada, yada. The best president will be someone who represents this country and all of its people. Not a good Democrat or not a good Republican, but a good American.
So who is it?
Who is it? That's a very good question, Jennifer. It's a very good question. It's not anybody that's on the horizon that I see. I don't see anybody there now. Well, the last time around, I thought it was Michael Bloomberg, and that didn't get very far. I think although my son has already taken me apart for saying I thought that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would be an interesting candidate, at least he's different. But then, you know, is there someone that we have a system. And the system kind of likes the system because it favors its own. And it's unusual. You had Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton, who were basically unknown to the rest of the country when they ran for president. And they both won because nobody knew who they were. There wasn't enough information. Now today, because there's a lot of, certainly back in the 70s when Jimmy Carter ran, not social media, and there wasn't as much on Bill Clinton. There was dirt on Bill Clinton when he ran, but it didn't stick. And apparently, you know, how much different is Trump than Bill Clinton? That's what the Republicans say. Well, look at Bill Clinton. Where are the good people? Actually, Clinton didn't do a bad job. And when you really get down to brass tacks, Trump didn't do a bad job either. It's just his damn personality that turned so many people off. And yet, is he the only one that can get the job done? Is there somebody like Trump who hasn't got a crappy personality?
I mean, I'd rather see someone who can do the job.
Yeah, me too.
The prom king, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's very good, Jennifer. Yeah. All right, anyway, so I look at some of these choices and it gives me the chills. Looking at these people that are nominated for these, they're so bad. They have such horrible records. It would be like putting AOC in charge of the judiciary. What's her face? Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's this, you know, what are we doing to ourselves? What are we allowing to be done? By the way, what happened, we're on Trump. What's going on with Pence and his... He hasn't testified yet, right?
No, he did. He testified this week.
He did. What did he say?
Nobody knows because it was behind closed doors.
Oh. Why was it behind closed doors?
Because it was with the special prosecutor. So I think they're trying to... All of those things are private, typically. I don't think we know exactly what he said.
Okay. All right. So with the presidential, there's always a line or two about who's running for president. Nikki Haley said this week something along the lines of having everybody running for the president tested for mental competence.
Oh, yeah. She said that when she first came out, that she wants to have, like, a mental fitness test.
What, a Rorschach test? What are we giving
her?
What's the test?
That's a little jab at Joe Biden.
Yeah. It's more than a little jab.
Yeah. She was asked if she thought that her former boss, President Trump, could pass. And she said yes, that she believed that he would. But that people need to be able to prove that they have the mental fitness to serve. I don't hate the idea because, you know, that seems to be like the,
why not?
I don't know.
But how would you come?
Why is it not already a thing?
Yeah.
Because you'd never be able to agree on how to administer the test, right? Uh-huh. It would always be, like, what are you going to do? The ink blots. I mean, it sounds like a great idea, but, like, how would anybody ever agree on what the actual test would look like?
All right. I'm going to finish this segment with a focus, when we talk about judicial nominees, on Clarence Thomas and the storm around him and how bad he looks. You can say everybody, all the members of the Supreme Court get favors, but the list goes on and on and on of undeclared.
I think the people that say this are racist.
Oh, of course they are. Right. That's it. Yep.
That's what they would say if somebody on the right was saying
right.
about
yeah.
a leftist judge.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, under the circumstances, he looks. Now, who's responsible? Do you see anything about this in Newsmax or on some of the right-wing cable channels? Have you talked about Clarence Thomas with an eye toward looking at the actual gifts that have been given to him and
we
the fact that he didn't declare?
We talked about it a while ago. But in context of some of the gifts that are given to people all along and his, you know, we've had in Los Angeles, we've had a lot of people, including our mayor right now, who have gotten free, diplomas from USC and their business school and all these things. And so it's hard when you just point at one person because, unfortunately, this is a systemic problem.
Yeah. So, all right. All right. You know where we have a problem to solve, and that's your upset stomach?
Yeah.
How about we spend a minute talking about balance seven?
Hurts.
In 20 seconds, here's the message. Balance 7 evens you off. Your gut is going to become cleaner and better. You want to do that to your gut and so you're feeling better? Call 800-793-9039, mention my name, Doug, and get Balance 7.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad.
to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now 53 after the hour, time for a visit from Nick Miles with some Nick news. Our AutoExpert.com has been in Italy eating pasta and pizza all week. I'm not sure that he has enough energy to bring us through some of this news. I'm trying to prop him up right now. Give me a moment while we think about automotive interiors. You know, a lot of cars have new interiors. They've come a long way in the last couple of years. And thankfully, today's even inexpensive new cars don't have to be uncomfortable or ugly. Rich Rosario is reporting for us now how premium materials and top-notch tech are featured in everybody's car, no matter what it costs.
Today's new vehicles, even in lower trim levels, are beautiful and comfortable. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, shares Auto Trader's best interiors under $50,000 for 2023.
The Chevrolet Colorado and GMC Canyon appear on our list for 2023, and both trucks have embraced the driver-centric, highly functional dashboard, throwing symmetry aside for a big, useful interface. The new electric Hyundai Ioniq 6 features an airy cabin and a clean, minimalist interior.
New car buyers don't need to sacrifice interior comfort or function just because they're on a budget.
The Volvo XC40's interior is filled with sustainable fabrics and vegan leather alternatives, feeling rich and clean with a spa-like atmosphere. While the Honda CR-V continues its march toward elegance with a new, more spacious interior design.
Explore the full list of best interiors under $50,000 at autotrader.com.
All right, so do you agree with the contention here, Nick, that there's no such thing anymore as a bad car? You cannot make a bad car and survive. We were talking about Hyundais and 35 years ago, what a piece of crap they were. But now,
yeah,
they're very respectable because everybody has to basically make the same car to compete, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. It's down to choice now, Doug. It's like what people actually like personally on the inside of cars, mm-hmm. Where the seating position is, those sort of things. But, I mean, I've been road tripping on some of the least expensive cars in America. And to be honest with you, they're probably a luxury car compared to what we were doing 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So things have improved. They're so much better. There's the occasional car's interior that I don't like, mm-hmm. but it's more a personal preference than it is anything
right.
Really and truly wrong with it.
where the buttons and bows are. Speaking of buttons, I see that some of the car makers are bringing back buttons and knobs because people are rejecting the touch screen and whether, you know, the simple dashboard. Remember the good old days when you could turn on the radio and other things? So who's bringing that back?
Well, there's a lot of people that are doing things. For instance, Mazda has actually, in some of their vehicles, they don't have a touch screen anymore. You have to do it from the buttons or from the wheels. It'll display everything, but you can't
touch
it.
See, the Porsche doesn't either.
Right. And the idea is that you're focusing on the road, which, you know, let's be honest with you, more and more stuff you put in a car, the less and less we focus anyway. So if you just, you know, quit putting stuff in cars, it might change the whole way we do things.
Except make sure that you keep an AM radio in your car.
Yes.
All right. So you've been in Italy this week. What were you driving?
Alfa Romeo, they have a new Tonale, which is a small subcompact car. It's sort of about the size of a RAV4, but it's obviously a luxury vehicle. The history of Alfa Romeo is amazing. I didn't know that, you know, Enzo Ferrari used to drive for the Alfa Romeo team.
No.
You know this? Yeah.
Really? That sounds like a movie.
Exactly. I went to the museum. I learned an awful lot about Alfa Romeo. They're a great Italian brand, and the French who now own Renault Citroen, who now own the Alfa Romeo brand, they're coming back to the United States with force. So expect to see a whole bunch of new Alfa Romeos in the next 5-10 years.
All right. BMW says don't drive their cars if there's a Takata airbag in it. Is that the encapsulated version of the real story? What is going on here, the older car?
Yeah, it's just that same old Takata thing. I think the government probably should have smacked them down. I don't know if you remember, but about two years ago. We were hearing, don't drive your Subaru and don't drive this.
But everybody has Takatas. They're all used by everybody, right?
Yeah, I mean, supply, it's the same thing with a lot of things. Most screens in vehicles come from the same factories around the world. Yeah. So, you know, please don't drive your BMWs if you have those certain years, and they come down to the 3 Series 2000-2006 and the M3 2000-2003. But you can always go to nhtsa.gov and type in your VIN number, and it'll always tell you whether you have a recall of any kind. But unfortunately, BMW falling to the Takata hammer.
The hammer. Remind me next week to talk about synthetic gasoline and synthetic fuels stuff that's made from different sources, and whether that's going to help if we can still drive a car with gasoline-powered engines, what are we putting for fuel? Nick Miles, his website is ourautoexpert.com. I suggest you check it out when you need an auto expert.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.